In this episode of the Bike Wale podcast, we catch up with the managing director of Steelbird, Mr. Rajiv Kapoor, and discuss with him the criticality of manufacturing helmets, the ban on non-ISI helmets, and the changing trends related to helmets, all at length. Listen to this episode till the end and give us your feedback by writing into us at podcast@bikewale.com. Hello and welcome back to the Bike Wale podcast, your very own two-wheeler related show where we talk about all things motorcycles and scooters. Now, in this episode, we are talking about the most important safety gear, which is mandatory to be worn while riding two-wheelers, and that is helmets. Now, there are a bunch of manufacturers which sell helmets in India, but one of the oldest of them all is Steelbird. Now, the name Steelbird itself needs no introduction at all. The company has been selling helmets for about 50 years in India and has consistently been one of the best-selling brands in the country. So for this episode, we thought why not talk about the ideology, the philosophies of the brand, get to know the brand better and about its future products as well. So for that, we have with us none other than the managing director of Steelbird, Mr. Rajiv Kapoor. Hello, Mr. Rajiv. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Anunji. How are you?
Very well, sir. I hope you're doing well too.
Absolutely. Absolutely perfect.
So, Rajiv, sir, I want to tell you that people like us who belong to the, automotive journalism fraternity, we take helmets very seriously and we keep encouraging people to take this safety gear very seriously. And people like you are sort of protagonists of this sector and we always look forward to having such conversations with people like you. So,
thanks.
So Rajiv, sir, I'll start on a lighter note with my questions. My first question would be, how was the year 2021 for Steelbird in terms of sales, business expansion, and maybe new acquisitions?
See, all years are the best for Steelbird because we are the most innovative company in the world for helmets and lot of accessories. So, all years are perfect and going very well. 2021... Okay, it was a COVID period and you all know that all the companies in the world suffered due to COVID period. And we also suffered. It's not that we have not suffered, but helmet is not an easy product. It looks like that helmet is very simple product. It's too small. It's handy. But helmet is a very, very critical product. To develop one helmet, it took 1.5 years, more or less. And the investment in it to develop one helmet is 1 crore to 2 crore. It's all depend upon helmet to helmet. But it took more than 1 to 2 years to develop one helmet. So all our developments, all our innovations are under pipeline. And if you ask me that what all we are going to launch in 2025 also is also under development and very well planned. So all the years are fantastic. You will see many exciting models coming in this year also. Due it was a COVID period. And in a COVID period, all the companies have lowered down their development, lowered down their investments. But we cannot do that because we have to keep on launching the new products, new innovation, new style, new designing. And all our designs, R&D is done in Italy. So year was fantastic. Sales were fantastic. And we also launched in a COVID period the face shields, many other products. And all things are moving very well. And now you will see very exciting products of Steelbird coming into India.
Wow, that's amazing, sir. We are really looking forward to that. And now talking about the importance of helmets, people like us obviously know how crucial a safety gear that is. But there are a lot of people in India who don't understand the importance of it. So how would you make them understand its importance? How would you encourage people to wear helmets?
See, you are absolutely right that in past people were not so worried about the quality, about their own safety. But now the trend is changing a lot. Because of new products, new brands, DOT helmets, European helmets, standards, social media, lot of biking riders groups are talking about the helmet. In social media, a lot of bloggers are reviewing the helmet, telling about the safety of the helmet. So the market is changing a lot. So now you will see that the trend of high-end helmets has increased a lot in India, especially the young generation. Young generation is looking for a brand, looking for new innovative products, graphics, stylish helmets, surely safe. The helmets are sound proof or not, they are very quiet or not. Do air is passing through the visors and the board or not? The visor during the rain, do the water is coming inside the helmet or not? Lot of things now the riders are checking. Even the retailers become very smart. They also know about more about helmet, and they are convincing the riders, the buyers, how to check the helmet. Even in online sales, if you see that our helmets are always trending, we are always at best seller, because and those all are helmet above 1500 rupees, which are trending at the moment and which are at the best sellers at the moment. So market is changing a lot from lower price segment to a mid segment, and surely there is a segment of high-end helmets also, which we called a niche market, that is also growing a lot. So the new generation is more concerned about their safety, about their styling, about their comfort of the helmet. So things are changing a lot in India, and you will see lot of change coming in next 5 years. Like if you see to go to the past, you will see that always the best car selling is Maruti 800, then Alto. Now you will see all SUVs are selling a lot. This trend has changed, and I have already told in past that you will see that the trend will change a lot, and it happens. And it will happen in India too for helmets. Surely that our bikers, if you talk about a low-end bikers, now they are also not buying 100cc bikes. They are buying 125, 150cc bikes. So they want good quality of helmet. Market is changing a lot, a lot.
So just like two-wheelers, people are getting more aware about helmets, and they are also willing to spend more on helmets, you're saying, right?
Absolutely.
And sir, I've seen you always encouraging people to buy ISI standard helmets over the substandard helmets, which is pretty obvious. But for a naive person, for our listeners, how would you explain why an ISI standard helmet is better than those helmets?
Okay, see, first of all, people say that DOT standard is better, European standard is better, absolutely, and ISA standard. ISA standard is exactly based on European standard. Complete standard is based on European standard, except the G values, the acceleration values, means the impact strength. Because in India, we are not riding a bike at 300 kilometers an hour. But in Europe, if you go to Germany, at Autobahn, people are driving a bike at 300 kilometers an hour. So they need a very high impact helmet. So European standard helmets are meant for very high speed, and they are surely more strong because the impact absorption strength is more. Rest all the ISA standard and European standard is at par. If you talk about the visor standard, is the same as per European standard. If you talk about the chin strap standard, is the same as European standard. Rest all retention test, dynamic test, roll off test, all other tests are at par to European standard, except the impact. Now, about non-IEC helmet, government has already banned the non-IEC helmet, and the substandard helmet is made with the very poor quality of the material. They themselves doesn't know which material they are using, what kind of a scrap of the plastic they get in the market. They inject the helmet with that scrap, and that helmet during accident, it goes inside your head. If you will not be wearing a substandard helmet, a bad quality helmet, maybe your life can be saved. But during accident, if you crash with the head down, that helmet itself goes into your head and gives you a brain hemorrhage. So people should not never buy a substandard non-ISA or fake ISA helmets. Not at all. Not at all. It's very, very dangerous. And even the visors of substandard helmets are made up of acrylic, are not of a polycarbonate and anti-scratch coated. So if you have an accident, that visor will break and will go into your eyes, and you will become blind. So always wear a good quality ISA mark helmet, which has a polycarbonate visor with anti-scratch coated. So you are always safe.
Right, sir. I hope that cleared a lot for our listeners the importance of ISI and good quality helmets. But sir, you spoke about a ban on non-ISI helmets, which also is, you know, put a ban on international helmets like ECE and DOT certified and SNELL certified. Could you please elaborate more on how that ban affected the Indian market? How much of an effect it brought for brands? Were a lot of people, a lot of brands affected in a bad way from that?
No, it's not at all affected. Not at all. When we have to export to Europe, we have to take European standard. It is mandatory. Okay. If we have a European standard helmets, it doesn't mean that we can export to America. No, it's not allowed. In America, in USA, you cannot export European standard helmet. There is the standard that your helmet should pass DOT, or there is one more standard that is called SNELL. And if you say that DOT helmets and SNELL standard helmets, which is a USA helmet, USA standard, American standard, that can be exported to Europe, no, it's not allowed, not at all. If you go to Japan, there is a Japanese standard. If you go to Malaysia, there is a Malaysian standard. If you go to Indonesia, there is an Indonesian standard. If you go to Sri Lanka, Sri Lanka has a Sri Lankan standard. You have to export to each and every country which has their particular standard. If you go to China, you have to export the helmets as per Chinese standard. Even Arai, Shoei, AGV, Schubert, Schubert, Shark, any other brand, Steelbird. We cannot export to China also if we don't have a Chinese standard helmet. If we have European standard helmet, it doesn't mean that you can export to China the European standard helmet. No, it's not allowed. Same is happening in India, that all the top brands have to take the ISI standard. So they have a European standard helmet, they have a DOT standard helmet. Okay. Now what we are doing, we are selling to India a helmet with ISI, DOT and European three standard in one helmet. We are selling the helmet with ISI and DOT certification. We are selling a helmet in India with ISI and European certification. Now, all the top brands, they are selling in India with ISI and European standard helmet, or ISI with DOT standard helmet. It's a dual certification. But it is mandatory, because in China, if you go to China, you can get all the fake helmets you want. DOT, European, whatever you want. If you want in India also, people can put a European standard and DOT standard on the helmet. How the government will go into control the safety product, which is a life-saving device? So government has made this norm that all the companies who want to export their helmets to India, whether it is European standard, whether it is DOT standard, whether it is a SNELL standard or any other standard, they have to also take ISI certification from us. So government will know, okay, this helmet is produced in this factory and that factory is audited and they are selling a right product to India. So they can control the quality. Otherwise, you will never have the quality product in India. You will start having fake DOT, fake EC, fake SNELL, fake all. So this norm is made by the government to control the quality. So all the customer will have a European standard, DOT standard and SNELL standard of helmets with the dual certification with ISI too. That's it. And nothing is hampering in Indian market due to this. All the customers like we are selling a Blower helmets, which we export to Europe, all over the world. We are selling the Blower helmets in India with ISI and European certification, both. And all top brands of the world are also doing the same. They are now exporting the helmets with the European DOT SNELL certification and with also the ISI certification on it. That's it. And very soon, those brands who have not taken the ISI certification, they are already taking it. And in another 6 months to 1 year, I think so, all the top brands will be in India.
All right, sir. That cleared a lot of things for me and my listeners as well. And you spoke about your partnership with Blower. I wanted to know, how is that collaboration going on? I think it happened about 3-4 years back.
Yeah, it is going fantastic. We have already launched Pod, Pilot, Brat, Hacker and Solo. Four models are already launched in India and Real, five models. Now we are launching Sniper and launching many more models in this year too. So you will have a very wide range of helmets of Blower brand produced by us in India, and which we are exporting to Europe. So same standard, same quality helmets, which we are exporting to Europe, will be available to Indian customer with dual certification, ECE and ISI both, and ISI and DOT both.
Superb. It's so good to hear that. And are you planning to have any more partnerships with other brands as well in the coming days?
Yes, yes. A lot of brands are approaching to us. And let's see. Let's cross the finger. And in coming years, maybe we will be having many more brands with us. Right now, only Blower is there. And let's see what happens in future. Because as I told you, helmet is not an easy product to do. And every brand has his own philosophy. And the investments in helmet is huge. If you talk about the Europe market is not so big as an Indian market. And you have to produce helmet with 540, 560. You have to produce in 9 sizes with 3-4 shell size and very high quality helmets. And it's not easy to manage so many brands altogether. Very, very difficult. In India, till now, we have only 2 sizes which are running the most, 580 and 600 mm, but it doesn't happen in Europe like this. In Europe, the helmet starts selling from 520 size, 540 size to 640. And there is a certain percentage because the bike speed is very high in Europe. They are driving at very high speed. So helmet has to be very snug fit, very tight fit, exactly as per the size, because at high speed, they cannot have the vibration. The helmet should not move. And during accident, the helmet has to be, not during even accident, but even riding, the helmet has to be very tight fit. If you have an accident, the helmet should not rotate on your head and should not twist your head. And otherwise, you will break your neck and you will collapse. So helmet has to be very tight fit as per the European, American standard, but as per a wearing terminology. How you have to choose the helmet, how you have to wear the helmet. If you shake your head wearing the helmet, helmet should not move. It should be so tight. So you are always safe if you have an accident.
That's right, sir. Especially in India.
Indian culture is still not like this. Indian culture is still that helmet should be loose, so they can put on their head if they want to take out, they can take out very easily. And but okay, because India is a tropical country, it's too hot in India. That's why what all helmets we are launching in these days are fully air ventilated helmets. You have a lot of air inflow in the helmets. We have a NACA technology helmet, which has a very high inflow of the air. So you don't feel suffocation. You don't feel that it's too hot inside. So now all the new coming helmets are too much air ventilated. So Indian customers should feel very comfortable while wearing those helmets.
You very rightly pointed out, sir, because in India, the awareness regarding the fit of the helmet is very less, because people tend to always buy loose helmet because of the comfort. But what they don't know is helmet's main job is to stay secure around your head. And what you are doing is a fantastic job with those with better breathability inside the helmet. Really commendable, sir. Now, sir, if pricing wasn't... As we know, India is a very price-sensitive market, and people are always, very prudent when they shell out money on stuff like helmet. So if this wasn't the case, would Steelbird have indulged in manufacturing high performance and extremely premium helmets like carbon fiber and likewise?
Steelbird is already producing the top quality helmets for Blower, and we are having a balloon mounting technology nobody has in India. We are producing the helmets for Blower brand. That is a balloon mounting technology, which is of fiberglass. You can produce in carbon, Kevlar and all high quality materials. And those are very light in weight. And we are already doing it. Surely in India, the customers are not aware with the difference of fiberglass and plastic helmet. They are not aware. Because in India, the trend is always, because India is a price-sensitive market, and due to price-sensitive market, all the production of the helmet happening in India is of ABS or ABS polycarbonate blend or high impact of ABS or high impact of polycarbonate, which are very fast in production, because fiberglass helmet To produce a fiberglass helmet with balloon molding technology is a very tricky production, very unique, but very labor intensive. You have to cut by hand, you have to drill by hand, you have to be very particular about the layering, all is handwork, then paint shop work is very high. But the advantage of those helmets are they are light in weight. So the helmets which are meeting European, American standard, if the ABS helmet is 700, 1700 grams or 1800 grams, the fiberglass helmet of the same kind, same shape, same size will be 1400 grams, 300 grams less, 400 grams less on your head. It's a big, big advantage to a rider. But in India, till now, this is not a trend. I hope and I am sure that after 2 years, it will become a trend. 101% that you will see after 2 years from now or 3 years from now that fiberglass helmet sales will increase in many folds. The reason behind is that now the new standard is implemented in Europe. It is 22006. Right now, all the companies who are producing the helmets are producing as per ECE 22005, which is an old standard. Now the new standard is 22006, which is going to be implemented by next year. And that standard is more high in impact. Okay. And that helmet is more bigger, more heavier, because it has to absorb more impact. And it will be going to weigh more or less 1800 grams, 1750, 1800 grams. 1800 grams on your head is a very heavy helmet. We are going to launch very soon, 22006 helmet in India. Maybe by month of next month, you will have from Steelbird in the Indian market, the helmet meeting ECE 22006, which is the latest standard. And I think that we will be the first one to do it in India. And we are going to launch two helmets. One is open face, one is full face. Most likely to next month. Most likely. Because they are under homologation. And at few points, you will not imagine that to pass one homologation of 22006. One helmet. We have to test at least 500 above helmets. You will not imagine that after testing more than 500 helmets, we are going to arrive to 22006 helmet. Okay, in this size of a helmet, the EPS should be this, the density should be this, the layering should be this. For 560 is different, for 580 is different, for 600. We have two shells, we have four kind of EPS, and the thermocol inside the helmet are of 9 parts for 22006. You will not imagine that how tricky and how critical it's to produce a 22006 helmet. But you will have in month of May, June from Steelbird in Indian market, and you will see and you will say, wow, what a helmet, and most safe.
That sounds really exciting, sir. And it's actually very fascinating what you mentioned, that how meticulous and how resource intensive a job it is to produce helmets. Otherwise, people just think that it's a very small safety gear. How difficult could it be? But for our listeners, it's extremely difficult. As Rajiv sir mentioned, it takes about 1.5 years to develop a helmet from scratch, from concept to manufacturing.
Sometimes you take, after having the molds, after having EPS interior, everything, you took 6 months to pass the homologation of 22006, because you have to test many, many helmets in a lot of conditioning. And it takes a very long time. We have two equipments of impact test. Each equipment is costing 1.5 crore rupees. We have two equipments to do the impact test on the helmets. Because you are doing a lot of impacts every day, and equipment can damage. And if equipment will get damaged, it's all imported from Italy. It takes a long time to repair. We cannot stop the testing. So we have parallelly two complete laboratories to test the helmets as per 22006 standard. It's a lot of investment, lot of trained managers, technical managers who are working on it. And with the minor mistake or minor negligency, you can lose the homologation, you can lose the standard, you can lose the license. You have to be very, very particular while producing the helmet.
and all of it for the safety of people, which makes it justifiable.
Absolutely.
And sir, brands like Royal Enfield have started, offering customizable helmets also. Do you think, is it a good strategy for you also to look at?
See, I have thought to make a customized helmets many, many years before, that customer can do a customization and everything. But in India, the customer who want a customization helmets are very, very, very less. Surely it is, it's a brand image for sure, good for a brand image, but you don't have a volume for this. That is a problem. So my son Kashish Kapoor, he also want to do all customization on the net, and person can do this, this, that, but it's lot of work, lot of attachments, lot of change things you have to add on, and then you don't get the ROI, the return on the investment. But surely it's good for brand image. I don't say it's not good for brand image. It's very good for brand image, but it's not worth to do it, because it's very expensive affair to do it. And the customers for customized helmets are very, very less. Very, very less.
Yeah, but I think if you start offering this facility in the affordable side of the spectrum, maybe people will get into it. But anyway, if it doesn't make business sense, then you know it better.
Yeah.
Now, sir, the last question for this conversation. The government is going to make it compulsory for children under 4 years to wear helmet along with safety harness. So is Steelbird planning to cater to that area as well in the future? Any new products coming in from you?
Government has announced now, but we are producing the harness from many, many years, and we are selling online. We are selling to Kerala. Kerala government has mandatory long time back the harness. It's already mandatory in Kerala, and it has to be mandatory because like in Europe, in United States, if you even driving the car with the child, there has to be a baby seat is mandatory. You have to have a baby seat in a car, and you have to tie the child with the baby seat. It's mandatory. So in bike, it has to be mandatory on two wheeler, because it's very, very risky for the kids to travel on motorcycle and scooter. If they have a crash, they are light in weight and they can fly. Or if by mistake you give an accelerator very high and you accelerate your bike, the child can go at the back, because they are light in weight and they don't have a power to hold you very tightly. So this is a very good step taken by the government, and we are already producing the harness, and we are selling it too. And for the baby helmets, we are already producing the kids helmet, and Kerala government has also made mandatory 2-3 years before, and we have an incredible sales for kids helmets. We have already done the tie-up with Doraemon, and Doraemon helmets will be soon in the market with all graphics and everything.
Wow, that will really entice the children, I'm sure. Right? Doraemon is their favorite cartoon character. All right, Kapoor sir, thank you so much for this conversation. It was a pleasure having you on our show. We hope the best for Steelbird, and we hope the company keeps growing as it has always been, and it keeps innovating and bringing in affordable products for the Indian market. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Rajiv.
Thanks.